Dave Jarvis.
Well, thanks, Frank. More discouraging unemployment news in Central Oregon. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Unemployment rates remained high and about the same in August in all three Central Oregon counties. Regional economist Carolyn Egan says Deschutes County, in particular, lost more than 500 jobs between July and August.
What I think is really difficult is when between July and August, when we see over 100 jobs lost in retail in Deschutes County. It's just really early for that type of job loss. Right in the middle of the summer, I just don't think is a great indicator for what's happening across town right now in terms of retail activity.
Deschutes County's unemployment stands at 12.7%, Jefferson County is 13.6%, and Crook County is 15.6%. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The dollar fire, the one that scorched over 6,000 acres on Mount Hood, is nearly contained, but now John Erickson says a change in the weather may bring some new worries.
Firefighters say they are concerned about the return of windy and hot weather, but they are confident the fire lines they've built will keep the flames confined.
I really don't see anything that's going to cause any heartburn or consternation in this case. Potentially getting out of hand at this point.
Spokesman Bernie Panetta says they're mopping up and repairing the fire damage to roads and trails. Timberline Trail on the north side of Mount Hood continues to be closed to hikers. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon Department of Transportation has hit on a device that works well in protecting pedestrians. The Rectangular Rapid Flashing Beacon, or RRFB for short, seems to have a good effect on drivers on the parkway.
Once somebody actually steps into an intersection, that's where the cars have to stop. And we're finding that the compliance rate for cars at Reed Lane on the parkway went from 23%, where just about a quarter of the people were stopping when somebody stepped out, to 83%. So we've almost like fourfold, you know, the number of people who stopped at the intersection waiting for someone to cross.
That's Peter Murphy with ODOT. He says the only problem they have is that the pedestrians are not using the device to cross the parkway, so they need to raise awareness with the walkers. But Murphy says overall, ODOT is very pleased with these results. Deschutes County Sheriff's deputies are looking for a suspect that broke into a Sun River home yesterday morning. The suspect used a gun to hold up a woman in the home and then took her car. He's described as 5'6" with a stocky build. He was dressed in all dark clothing, wearing a black hoodie and a ski mask. Anyone with information is asked to call the sheriff's office. A record number of students started classes at COCC on Monday. Central Oregon Community College's recent expansion now means that there are new campuses in Madras and Prineville in addition to the Bend and Redmond campuses. 7,500 students are attending the four campuses. That's combined. In Bend, the new Junger's Culinary Institute had its first classes.
Very, very busy this year. I think that they're... A number of students that are asking for classes is quite past their capacity, but I see that they're building to correct that.
Enrollment at COCC has doubled in the last couple of years. Classes for OSU Cascades started yesterday. And one man is hoping to raise the bar on the quality of meat available to you at your home. Primal Cuts Meat Market on Galveston on Bend's west side opened their doors in June. Owner Brian Tremaine says he believes he's found a good niche here in Bend.
I have a restaurant background, and so the restaurant quality is what I'm looking to bring to people so that they, if they had that steak at the restaurant, they would be able to come in here and get something and take it home, and it would be that same high quality.
Tremaine says he carries the regular variety of meats like beef, pork, and chicken. He also includes some specialty meats like ostrich, pheasant, rabbit, and others. Primal Cuts Meat Market holds a grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony with the Bend Chamber of Commerce on Thursday. That's tomorrow. You can stop by for samples and meet the ranchers. Coming up in the news in half an hour, we'll take a look at the latest on a DMV location for the city of Bend. Our next local news comes your way at 6:35. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. Instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND.